and welcome to Davin's Den. My name is Joe Curry, and I will be your host this week with the lovely Pip Helix. How are you doing, Pip?
Why, thank you.
All right, now I know what you're saying. Where's Davin? You're not Davin, you're an imposter. That's right, our friend is in the Great White North entertaining the Canadians.
Yes.
And he's left us in command with our hands on the wheel. And it's a firm hand on the wheel. That's right.
Thank you.
We're going to have a delightful show, a very delightful show. And you could also check us out, WTBQ online. Go on email, WTB. Yeah, very good job, Joe.
Oh, no.
Go on to WTBQ.com and then click on Listen Live. You could also call in and chat with us because we'd love to hear from you at 845-651-1110. That is 845. Are you writing this down? Pencils, everyone. 845-651-1110. 1110.
Were those number two pencils?
Yes, those were number two pencils. Okay. Or numero dos for our Spanish friends.
Yeah. Well, muchas gracias.
Ha, nosotros. So how are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. How about you?
Good. Very good. Lovely ride up here. Nice. It's the foliage. The foliage is starting to show.
Actually, it's just starting to show. It's kind of freakish, though, that most of the trees are green.
I know.
It's like really starting. I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah, it's October. I see people walking around in T-shirts
all
day.
Hey, I'll take it. What do you heat your home with?
Gas.
Yeah, I use Earl heating oil.
Earl.
Very expensive.
Oh,
very expensive. Yeah, I go through like 2,000 gallons of it a year.
You know, we were just talking about this at work, and during Hurricane Irene, some of the local, well, some places heat with propane during emergencies, and some of the local places have gouged the prices. I won't say who, they were charging $5.29 a gallon for propane.
$5.29 a gallon?
I know. Isn't that insane?
I'd strike a match and go, I'm going to have about $20,000 worth of fun with you right now.
It's like, oh, we'll keep the place warm. Don't you worry.
What's the matter, Scarecrow? Free little fire.
I know. Yeah, barbecue?
Barbecue. We're gonna roast the whole woods. Big doings.
Big doings.
Davinson, that is right.
Are you going to do the official announcement now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good.
Drum roll. Well, so much for the drum roll. Anyway, we are going to be going to 2 hours. That is right, 2 hours. We're going to be on from 8 to 8 p.m. on November 3rd. We're going to start November 3rd. And also, we are going to be doing the show next week, which is going to be a preview of our shows from The Compound. Anthony of Opie and Anthony has a podcast studio, which is very nice. It's got video and all sorts of lovely things. We did our first taping there a couple of weeks ago, and that will be previewing on next week's show. So listen into that. It's good fun. And you could also check out liveatthecompound.com, which will have that on there, and it'll be nice. And you'll know it's us because we're there looking like deers in the headlights with the WTBQ banner in the background.
Watch us sweat.
And watch us sweat. You saw that, right?
I did. I watched it live.
I look like an Al-Qaeda hostage. Really? Didn't I look like an Al-Qaeda hostage? You know what? You will read this about the infidels. America is bad and does bad. That's what I look like.
Oh, honey. I really feel your pain because I'm afraid I'm going to be doing that. I mean, Ann had the light. I know. But Ann had the line of the night because he said, oh, you look like Cindy Brady with the red light on the camera.
Then he threw a beer can at me.
I thought that was done with love.
Yes, it was.
It was an affectionate beer can toss at the forehead.
It most certainly was.
Or it was to try to wake you out of the hostage situation that was going on in your head.
I was, you know, because basically when you do radio, folks, you're used to looking down. Like if you could see me right now, I have all the prep sheets and all the stories we're going to do, and I look down them intently. Actually, when David's running the show, I look down. That's why you just hear me breathing most of the time because I'm looking at stories. But when you are on camera, you have to be conscious that you are on camera and you're looking down, and then you look up, and then you have a monitor with feedback from all of the Opie and Anthony fans or Light of the Compound fans that are chiming in. And I was wearing my – did you see when I had my glasses off?
Yes, I did.
And they told me, take your glasses off and read some of the comments. And as this is a friendly, family-friendly radio show, I really can't divulge with some of the things that I was told to do with myself.
I don't think there was one that you could say here.
No, not one. But there were some creative suggestions that I could do with myself. That would involve a mule, a donkey, and some oil. But besides that...
I prefer to think that some of those comments had to do something with a blow dryer or a fan.
Yeah.
That's what I like. That's what I chose to believe that they were telling you. Oh, my. Yeah, it was pretty intense. There were no bake sale...
There were no bake sales.
No PTA moms
no
on that night. No.
But nonetheless, it was very fun. We are looking so forward to be doing that. And we are looking forward to be spending an extra hour with you folks because we love doing this. And it's great to be here. So, Gaddafi.
Oh.
Dead.
Dead. So dead. I mean.
So dead.
More than dead. I saw the pictures. I refused to watch the video. I just could. Look, I love Halloween.
I thought you were going to say I love Gaddafi.
No.
Not a bad guy. You like tents and insanity?
Look,
pretty good guy.
There are pitchforks and torches coming towards the station
right
now. I didn't say that. No.
She did not. She relinquishes.
No. I do not. I think Gaddafi is bad.
Okay. Oh, that's stop the, imitating me during the podcast.
That's the reason.
He did a bad thing.
No. He was a very bad man.
Yeah.
No, but I couldn't watch the video because as much as I like gore and sick things, I just couldn't watch them flogging the body and dragging him around the square.
They were not pleased with him.
You think?
They kicked it. What did they do? The fad would have. I guess they were in a con. You know, and to see how stupid they are, it's like, all right, we are going to escape. Well, how could we do it inconspicuously? We will do a 30 truck long convoy.
Nobody will notice.
Nobody will notice. Really? Nobody will notice?
Just put a couple chickens on top of one of the trucks. No one will know.
Mr. Magoo could have picked that up. Mr. Magoo! Road hunters, Gaddafi. Na, 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 na.
I think it was that music playing from the speakers.
Yeah,
the
na, 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 na. Roadhog, na, na, na. You know, so they decide to be inconspicuous and do a 30-truck-long four-wheel-drive convoy.
Ridiculous.
It took just a one of our drones and about three French fighter jets to figure that out.
And the other two fighter jets were playing like video games in the fighter jets. It really didn't take much.
And I love, and it's the funny thing, we used a drone. It's a model airplane. We killed Gaddafi with one of our hobbies. I say this all the time. Did you say that before? Yeah, I know I said that before. But it's just amazing how we just take our hobbies and kill the enemy with our hobbies. You got to see when we got the new choo-choo train coming through.
I know. Yeah. I know. Oh, no. Well, I'm confused about one thing, though. I didn't see this part on the news. Where, and I don't know why I care about this, but I do. Where did they shoot him? Because I read someplace they shot him in the head. And then, well, and my most unfortunate source of news is the deli clerk that makes my sandwich at lunchtime. And he said that they shot him behind the knees. And he mimicked it for me.
The deli clerk. Welcome to Deli Clerk News. With your host, Chip. How you doing? Gaddafi's dead. Provolone's half off. You get a free orange juice with that story. You get the free orange juice
that. Did you see they shot them behind the knees? Let me act that out for you behind the counter while I'm ringing you
out.
Up.
I'm going to go buy the slice. Someone's next. $3.75 for the post.
Did you say cheddar?
You say cheddar on
that? Let me act out his death.
The Deli Guy News. Sponsored by Boar's Head. And Fritos. The deli guy. So what are the deli guys?
Well, think? Deli guy told me that he got shot behind the knees as he was running away. And I thought that's preposterous. But you know what?
That's preposterous.
But the way that they, you know, were trying to escape with the long convoy, anything is actually possible. So where did they?
They found him. Well, I think they caught up. I think they caught up to him, and I think they did shoot him in the legs to slow him down.
Okay, so that is accurate.
Yeah.
The Deli Guy News is a good source.
The Deli Guy News. Then there was a couple of terrorists that hid in a covert. The culvert.
You like one of the rain culverts?
Yeah, a rain culvert.
Okay.
Took a couple of French soldiers mere minutes to find them.
Yeah.
And then they caught up to Gaddafi and they beat him and they kicked him, which is really good. Now, I find this interesting, and this is why this scum I am so glad that we're rid of. One of the things that he said when they were grabbing him is, "Don't kill me, don't kill my sons." Really? Do you know how many fathers and children you've killed?
Really?
You know, it's so good. I would have clubbed him like a baby seal if he said that. I really would.
You know, it's
that ugly looking baby seal.
I mean, on one hand, as any human being, crying for mercy does tug at my heartstrings, but not that bad.
Not him.
Not him. I have no regrets whatsoever. I don't even have the slightest little liberal inkling of, you know, empathy for this man, because I know all the terrible things they did to his countrymen and the things that he did to his people.
He's got a whole dossier of fun here. Number one, let's see, 1984.
Dossier at of fun.
The Libyan embassy in London was entrenched his regime's image as a lawless one. Well, what else could it be? It's not the scouts. A gunman inside the embassy opened fire on a demonstration by Gaddafi opponents, killing a British policewoman. Strike one. The heat was rising, meanwhile, in the Reagan administration, on the Reagan administration over Gaddafi. In 1986, he was responsible for bombing the Berlin discotheque that was frequented by U.S. troops.
Mm-hmm.
There's another sweet, lovely thing he did.
That was
and
sweet.
How can we forget the Lockerbie bombing?
Oh, of course.
You know, so I'm glad he's back from that, which he did admit. And we should still get our money back, you know, in reparations for that. And we should also get something from Scotland. And I'm half Scottish. And let me tell you, I was very upset with people of my ancestry taking the guy that was one of the terrorists and letting him go home because he was sick.
That's incredible.
Oh, let them go home. He's sick now, you know. I'll say no.
That's incredible. Why would you let somebody go home? Because they're ill. I mean, now you're having some kind of, what do they call that when someone.
Remorse,
like,
or something, yeah, like, or a sympathy feelings, because this guy is sick. You know, and, you know, he let him go home and die. He blew up a 747.
Full of people.
Full of people.
Not military. Civilians.
No matter what.
Yeah, just to prove their insane point.
No matter what. And it was just, if Justin Bieber was on that plane, I'd still feel horrible.
I'm sorry. That would kill it for me. Then.
Really?
That's
a deal breaker? No, take it down.
No, I don't feel
Let
bad.
Me lob a missile.
No.
You know what's funny? It's funny when he was showing the show, and this army that attacked them, they were a very rudimentary army. They didn't have much. And the funniest thing is like, you watch these truck commercials.
Yeah. Right?
Now, you see the Toyota trucks that they have? They have these Toyota trucks in Libya. The thing has got an anti-aircraft missile launcher on it. It's got grenades all over it. It's a bandolier of bullets. And it's like, you watch, like, the truck ads, you know, Chevy tough. Chevy can tow 2,000 pounds. Really? This little Toyota truck leveled a city. That's a tough truck.
Now that's tough.
Yeah,
I know. If you have anti-aircraft, you know, machinery on your little truck, that beats Ford tough any day.
It's like going hunting, take a Ford F-250. Really? Take the little Toyota. He went and caught a terrorist with it. They beat his leg, shot him.
Beat him and dragged him around the square.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny because they had, in the ambulance, they put Gaddafi on an ambulance and they're taking him away. And the doctor goes, yeah, I think he bled to death. Of course.
Oh, did he know?
Because he's probably sitting there reading a magazine. Yeah, you know, help me, shut up.
You know? Yeah. I know. Well, was he actually dead when they were dragging him around?
No, he was still alive.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he was still alive.
That's why I couldn't watch the video, because I don't know if
you're
I could
kidding.
Take
I haven't been home yet. I'm getting a big old bowl of popcorn.
You're
I'm going to get some Orville Redenbacher
himself.
And watch this creep get pummeled to death by his countrymen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because it's not just other people in the international community who are angry. I mean, his countrymen, they were living in fear, terror of this man for so many years.
Yeah.
You know, decades.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. But back to your thing about him asking for mercy. It is incredible that, you know, he's saying, oh, we will go down fighting. We will, you know, never relent. And, oh, please don't hurt me.
Please don't hurt me. I would have stopped and I would have been, please don't kill me and my family. Please. Really? Stop. Hold it. Get a lot of what he's saying. That's what I'd be like. Like in Goodfellas. Yeah, what are you get this guy saying? Henry, like, what are you saying there?
What do you want?
Don't hurt me. Good day. Right in the back of the head.
Oh, I know. It was some pretty incredible photos, even beyond looking at the footage, the photos of him. And I didn't want to look at a dead guy. Oh, okay.
Well, what do you do at a funeral?
But what do you do at the funeral?
Well, what do you do at a funeral? I mean, there's a dead guy there.
Oh, no. I mean, I didn't. When they're all cleaned up and lined out.
Oh, freshened up. As they say, casketed.
I like my. There's a word for that?
Yeah, there used to be a funeral home show on A&E, which means you could put anything on there.
And you sat and watched that with
didn't you? It's amazing that in all these reality business shows, Things are they never do anything at a leisurely pace. We got to have this car done in 20 minutes. We got to get this thing done. We have to have this man casketed in 30 minutes. I'm putting makeup on him and stuff. And, oh, it was a great show. The uncle was a drunk. He lost the hearse. You know, the car gave him something like that. They're driving him in a station wagon. You know, it was ridiculous.
That's great.
He lost a casket in a card game. You know? Ridiculous.
Oh, you know, I saw that someplace that they were selling caskets as coffee tables.
Really?
Yeah, last year when I was looking around for Halloween stuff online.
Grandpa, Lily, Grandpa, look what I got. It's a casket table, Hyman. The Grandpa, we'll put it right. Who the heck is going to buy that?
I don't know. What do? Keep your magazines and your board games in there? Here. You know, anybody for Parcheesi? You know,
honey. Honey, company's coming over. Hide the magazine.
Oh, no, that's a pull-out couch. Yeah. Let's keep all the little blankets in the casket.
I got to confess a really crazy idea I have in the back of my head. You like heavy metal?
I do.
Heavy metal is always about death and hell and Satan.
Yeah, pretty much.
What I wanted to do is have a competition where you get a casket and you have to flip the lids of the casket upside down to the heavy metal music in time. I call it casket flipping, lid flipping music, that's what we call it.
Lid flipping.
And all these dudes have to go up and it'll be a competition where you have to go in and you have to flip the casket lids the best, up and down. You know, Judas Priest, you know, breaking the law of the casket, flip. And
it has to be in time, right?
It has to be in time. Okay. And there'd be a lot of transfer. You know, those guys are using mahogany, man. You know, you need a good aluminum casket, man. The lids flip nice and good.
There's going to be specialties.
Oh, yeah.
So this is like percussionists with casket
now,
lids.
Now, the mahogany guys go, those guys are posers, man. They're posers. You know, mahogany's a heavier wood, man. It takes a lot of upper body strength to flip those lids.
So what's the kit going to be like? Bass drum, hi-hat, casket?
Well, the casket will be on the side. It'll be on the stand.
Okay.
Because I consider the lid flipper part of the band.
Okay.
Well, not part of the band, but, you know, it's an integral part of the music. And what they do is they have competitions, you know, and at live shows, a radio station, maybe TBQ can do this. We have Judas Priest in town this week. We're having the lid flipping competition. You'll be doing it to Breaking the Law, The Number of the Beast, and Highway to Hell. And then you could, flip, you know, because the casket's got two lids. You know, you get the top and the bottom one, unless it's the old-timey one, you know, or you could do one lid.
One big lid.
Yeah.
That's just for, you know, on the one and the three.
Right,
bam,
right. One and
bam,
the three. Right. And you can't do it in England because they got those ye olde scary caskets that, like, Dracula hangs. They still use those Dracula caskets?
I don't know, but I love the shape of those things.
Aren't they? Yet?
Yeah, it's just like that means Halloween to me when I see that shape of casket.
Yeah.
You know?
So what do? If you go to a funeral and you see that kid, are you going to hand out candy?
Well, I'm afraid of what you do at wakes now. You're flipping. Sorry, Uncle Bob. Flippity, 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 bang, bang. Well, he's not around to see it. Well, he's not worrying about it.
But the things you do see at the funeral homes, I always love the prayer cards.
Well, you love the prayer cards?
Well, because what are you supposed to do with them? Trade them with friends?
I didn't like Pokemon.
I got doubles on Grandma here. I'll flip you for Uncle Tony. Yes, Gavin, I'm doing all my old jokes. Thank you very much. See what happens when you're in Canada? Stupid. I didn't mean to say stupid. I love you, pal. But anyway.
Oh, no, I was going to ask you. Now he's not here. Which one of us gets to be stupid?
Well,
I guess whenever
it
comes up.
I'll be stupid. I'm kind of like, you know.
You're attached to it
stupid.
Now.
Oh, yes, I am always stupid. I'm always a dumb
I'm not going to call you stupid.
No, well,
I might think it.
Don't worry. You ain't got time.
There's more to the hour. So I know I have some of those cards, and you think, I thought, what am I doing with these? But I couldn't bring myself to throw it out. It just felt like sacrilege. You know,
can't throw them out.
No, I know. But what do? Keep them in a little menu index card folder?
That's what they should make up. Like you have, the Death Keeper.
Like
you know, you see that? Grandma's been dead 20 years, and it's her anniversary. Where is that darn prayer card? Well, thanks to the new Revco Prayer Guard Keeper, you can find, and you just see him there in the living room.
Remember Aunt Mina, she died.
Yes, that's right. Indexed by date of death.
That's very nice.
What do? Put that in, like, your photo album?
It's set up like a photo album. You just flip it through. There's Aunt Jeannie. It was such a shame.
But the flowers were gorgeous. Weren't the flowers gorgeous?
The
flowers were gorgeous.
Unbelievable. They even set them from down the street. I didn't even think those people knew we were alive, much less we were dead.
Yeah. Oh, I loved it. It's just the whole things at the funeral. You ever see the little claspy things with the hand? You ever see that? You go in to put the death card in. I was like the death
card.
And it's like clank. It's like a hand. Like, ah! This place is creepy.
The whole place is creepy.
It's like this bronze hand. It's like the Addams Family. I'll take that.
Yeah, it's like,
I'll hold on to this. To the grieving family, read your sympathy words.
It's like the Thing chip clip, you know? There was a funeral home near where I live that I used to have to drive past every time I went to the chiropractor. Mm. And the funeral home, for whatever reason, went out of business or something. But they were renting a room upstairs in that building. And so you would see one light on in the room upstairs. And the guy had this, like, flag hanging in the window as his curtain or whatever. So you'd see the light on behind the flag. And I thought, how creepy do you have to be to rent a room over a funeral home? And when the place is empty, you're still there.
No way. No way.
I hope that was a real guy living up there.
Oh, my God. No way.
Look, I'm a ghoul, but no.
No.
I'm sorry, no.
No, I'm not living with dead people downstairs.
No.
What if you want to borrow a cup of sugar?
Could I borrow a cup of blood?
Let me borrow a cup of blood.
Which brings us to my favorite holiday.
Ah.
Halloween is coming up. Ah. I feel not the frost on the pumpkin, but I feel the chill in the air, and I get all excited because I love Halloween. Mm. I'm a freak. Oh, excuse me. That raises the hackles on my husband's neck, too.
Really?
Yeah, because I like to do that every once in a while, spontaneously.
You don't do that during... Yeah, really. You don't do that at certain times of the night, do you?
When I can't tell.
Really? Blah. Blah.
Blah.
Blah. Come here to me, blah.
No, I don't do that. This is the one I do. Then he does, I'm happy. Poor man. He knows he married a ghoul.
Yeah, real holy smokes.
I know. Anybody drive off the road? I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. Do you dress up for Halloween, or do you go to parties or do that?
I used to. My buddy's having a party, and I may be going as Bad Santa, because I do the Santa Claus shows.
Yes, I know you do.
So I do Santa.
Bad Santa.
Yeah, and it's over actually an aunt's house, so I'm like... the band is... McClinton playing at the Mulcahy's on October 30th. We're in heavy rehearsal. So I get rehearsal at that Saturday for the show, and I go, Aunt, can I come over and do I have to wear a costume? And he gave me this look like, yeah. And I'm like, well, I'm going to wear it. I'm going as Bad Santa.
Now, wait. So I know you have a Santa costume because I remember you doing that Santa gig in the middle of July. And I thought, what? Red felt in the middle of July, not pretty. But how do you make it Bad Santa?
Oh, I'm going to have a full growth of beard. I'm going to grow my beard a little bit. I'm going to have a flask of Jack Daniels at my side.
Awesome.
And I'm just going to look like totally disheveled. How I look like, it's going to be the look I have every time I get home from one of my Santa gigs.
You mean the way you look in the studio tonight?
Yes, exactly. Yes, my disheveled. I'm not on the air. I'm not on camera tonight, looking like a deer in headlights. Look.
No, I meant the Santa costume. I wasn't going to say that to the listening audience, but
no, I look like farm help. Yeah, I know. Where do you want the corn baled, ma'am?
I get dressed up at work, and you know, and if we go out, like if my husband's playing a gig or something, I mean, we occasionally have a Halloween party of our own, but I love to dress up at work, and everybody there knows I'm a freak, and I made them all dress up too, which is even better. But I was trying to get together a costume to be Bridezilla, and I have this long white gown, and I was going to take Godzilla, like the spiky kind of like things that he has down his back, and have him sticking out of the dress and have like some scales on me and stuff.
That's great.
And so I'd be like Bride Godzilla. Bridezilla.
So
thank you. Thank you. So I'm not going to do that. So anybody out there wants to steal that idea with a tail, and so I'm going to like
Bridezilla. Bridezilla.
You know, the little Japanese ladies. I don't know how to pull that off. But I'm not going to be able to get to – I thought I had this weekend to put it together, and I don't. So I'm not going to be able to get that one together this year. I know. I might save that idea for
next year.
Nobody
steal out there. Nobody steal. We've been watching you guys.
I just gave him permission to steal it for this year.
Oh, you did? All
right. Yeah.
Next time, watch it.
But what I'm going to do instead is something that – We went to this crazy party in the summer, and we were supposed to wear costumes, but we got there so late that the costume section was already over, so I never used it. But, and I know that this has been done before, but I thought it was really cool. I made this pair of pants that I had. I made them into just like sort of a tube dress, and I got boxes of cereal, and I cut up all the pictures of cereal, and I duct taped them in black onto the dress, and I'm going to carry a hatchet.
A serial killer.
There you go.
Ta-da.
So that'll be an easy fix. I'm going to be a serial killer.
Oh, boy, that was good. Well, I tell you what, we're having a good time, and we're going to take a break and do some commercials, and then we will be back. We're going to have more chat on Halloween. We're also going to be talking about a bunch of farm animals going AWOL, too. See you in a minute.
Hi, this is Davin Rosenblatt, host of Davin's Den and owner of the entertainment company Side Splitting Productions. Side Splitting Productions offers the best in live entertainment for your restaurant, social club, office party, or any special event. Whether it is live comedians, professional roasters, DJs, impersonators, magicians, kids performers, or dinner theater events, Side Splitting Productions can provide the entertainment that will make your event the talk of the town. We specialize in making sure your event is exactly what you want it to be. Please call us at any time for a free quote at 845-986-7806. Once again, that is 845-986-7806. Or look us up on the web at sidesplittingproductions.com.
Sometimes you just want to go to a restaurant that can satisfy the cravings of every member of your family. Fortunately, such a place exists right here in Chester, New York. At the Chester Diner, you can order breakfast anytime. Or treat yourself to a 16-ounce porterhouse steak for only $13.99. They have plenty of inspired entrees, refreshing salads, scrumptious desserts, and everything in between. And don't worry, they have plenty of fun choices for the kids off their children's menu. With hours from 6 in the morning till 11 o'clock at night, any time of the day is a good time at the Chester Diner. Visit the Chester Diner at 65 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York. Call them at 845-469-4488. For the largest variety of the best food, the Chester Diner is your place. And, of course, you can get it to go.
Warwick Wildcats football is back here on WTBQ. Listen to the action all season long with me, Rob McClain, and Rich Arnott.
Brought to you by Country Chevrolet, Celia and Dolan Insurance, Leo Katie's Ford, St. Anthony Community Hospital, and Apple Valley Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Ed Lynch, host of the Edward Jones Daily Stock Market Update. Tune in every weekday at 6 p.m. to get the Daily Stock Market Update, along with great insights for making sense of investing, right here on WTBQ.
Success Martial Arts is the latest self-defense concept to come to Orange County. They combine classical martial arts training within a family fun environment, custom tailored for children, teens, and adults. Success Martial Arts has two convenient locations on Route 32 North in the town of Woodbury and its newest location in the Chester Mall in the village of Chester. Please call today for more information, 845-469-1716, or visit their website at www.smacenters.com.
WTBQ weather.
Now, we'll have some scattered clouds lingering through the night tonight. Rather chilly as winds diminish some. Lows will drop down to the mid-40s by morning. Now, we'll have a mix of clouds and sun for the day tomorrow. A bit cooler, still breezy as highs reach the upper 50s. Now, partly cloudy, chilly once again Friday night. Lows in the upper 30s. And looking ahead to Saturday, looks like a mixture of clouds and sun. Seasonable as highs reach 60 in the afternoon. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Mike Mahalik.
WTBQ. I love that Triton sound on that. Hi, it's Joe and Pip back at Davin's Den.
I thought for a second a drunk got into the studio.
No, that's my intro with one of my synthesizers, which I'll be using when I play at the Mulcahy's on the 30th, my band, the Clinton. Anyway, we are back. I am back with a lovely Pip Helix. If you were just joining the show, Davin's in another country. He's been banished to Canada to do stand-up, so he has put us in charge.
The inmates have taken over the... No, wait, the inmates have taken over the asylum? Or
yes.
The patients?
The patients have taken over the asylum. We are the inmates of the asylum.
Or the idiots have taken over the asylum, as Davin would put it.
Most certainly have. And we were chatting about Halloween, but before we get back to a lovely festive chat, little action in Ohio there, I believe.
Speaking of Wildcats...
Yeah, speaking of Wildcats, Yeah, there was a little melee with some wild animals, which is pretty tragic. I mean, there was the animal farm. I guess apparently this gentleman, Terry Thompson, had a farm of a bunch of exotic animals.
Right. Don't call him a gentleman.
No. Yeah, he's a creep.
Yeah, that creep had a bunch of exotic animals
on
his property.
And they call them exotic animals. Do they, you know, swing around in a pole looking for dollar bills with a Russian accent? Come to the tiger. Come to the tiger. Do you want to lap dance with the tiger? Roar.
Was that a Siberian tiger there?
Siberian tiger. Come to the Siberian tiger. We will dance the nasty. Do you like the old woman? Do you like the old woman? We have some cougars. That's my point of view.
Oh, no.
Just there's a little man in Canada right now listening to a play, which is very not happy. No.
banging his head on the table repeatedly. Yeah,
why,
bam, bam.
Why? I can't leave the country anymore.
Making you sound very much like the flipping of a casket top.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, God. And we're talking about this very serious topic. These poor animals, this animal.
It's absolutely, you know, it's absolutely horrible. I mean, he had it was a rural Ohio town, Huntingtown, 56 exotic animals, eight, 18 rare Bengal tigers, 17 lions, and a partridge in a pear tree. And, but apparently, this guy, Terry Thompson, went deputy dog, let these animals loose.
Yeah.
And then he committed suicide.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it seemed like he had some kind of financial difficulties. And I would imagine that just the food bill alone for all these animals put him in over the edge.
Look at a lion eat.
You know,
a lion eat.
It can eat a herpetic monkey, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I can only imagine these poor deputies and these police officers who get calls from people. There's a lion in my backyard. Now, the first one, they're probably thinking, this woman's been drinking in the middle of the day again.
Yeah, right.
And then the second one, there's a bear. There's a Bengal tiger. What? Yeah. What? You know, at first they're going, yeah, we're going to get UFO calls in a second.
Well, they did interview the sheriff when it first happened.
Yeah.
And he said, lions, tigers, and bears are mine.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I'm horrible. slap my hand at the stink joke. That's like you said. Slap stink joke. The stink joke was arrested. But anyway, yeah, so, the hunt started Tuesday and went through yesterday. And by last night, officials declared the worst of the danger over, saying the monkey, when he's found, would probably be shot because it's thought to be carrying the herpes virus. There's plenty of women I dated that could be shot.
Boy, is it open season on them now.
But you know what's funny? It's funny because last night I listened to the radio, and there was a wolf that was on the run with the monkey. And they're saying the monkey will be shot because he's like, he's got the herpes. Now I'm just telling my buddy, I go, can you imagine a wolf and a monkey listening to the radio going, oh, sucks to be you. They're just going to send me to a petting zoo. They're going to shoot your ass, monkey.
Do you mean to tell me that the monkey and the wolf were on the lamb?
No!
Oh, okay, you can slap me now. That was bad.
That and more.
I slapped you a lot harder than that. You were being so nice.
You're a girl.
I am not a lady, sir.
You're a girl. You're a girl. Yeah, so, they wound up, somebody said it was like Noah's Ark running all through their backyards and stuff like that.
I mean, it's a really terrible situation. I mean, I really loathe animal hoarders of all types, you know, whether you have chickens or cats or whatever. Oh, my. But, I mean, these exotic animals, they didn't know what to expect, and they go out and they do their exotic animal thing, and these poor deputies are not prepared to have 50 animals running loose.
You can't, I mean, if you know, when you always see the footage, especially up in these parts, you know, when the bear gets loose.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, we called Dole the vet, and the vet came up with the tranquilizer gun, and we're going to bring them to a safe place. You've got, how many animals? 49 of these animals running around.
And there are not.
You don't have a tranquilizer. You can't get
who
them.
In Ohio has tranquilizer guns to that magnitude?
Yeah, and you know, and you can't say, well, you got to find tranquilizer. No, because what's going to happen? They're going to start snick-snacking on like kids and stuff like that.
Right. They said, well, we can't have these animals go running past the kids standing at a school stop. You know, making snacks. Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Snack.
The way they, you see at a bus stop.
concerned about their children. We can't feed them peanuts. We have to strap them into a bus. They're oppressive little things. But let the lions and tigers run past them.
And the herpes monkey.
And the that should be good. You know, Benny the Lion and the herpes monkey.
Actually, I thought that was a Rudyard Kipling story, wasn't it? The wolf and the herpes monkey?
Yeah.
Wait a second. I just as a sideline, we were talking about this at work, and one of my coworkers said, well, I said, you know, what? Isn't that disgusting, a monkey with herpes? And I said, well, you know, simians, you share a lot of our biology and our genetics, so they could have
some of our dating habits, too.
A lot of that. wait. Oh, I can do my chimp.
Oh, do the chimp. All right, do the chip with herpes.
Oh, ow, ooh, oh, rail tracks, oh. Oh, ow,
oh, ow.
Okay, that's enough of that. But she said, you know, how gross is that, you know, this monkey has herpes, and how did the monkey get herpes? And I said, well, you know, there are some people that think that the AIDS virus came from chimpanzees anyway. And she said, oh, yeah, I heard about that. That's because stewards or stewardesses used to do it with the monkeys, and that's how we got AIDS. I was like, what? Who thinks that? And she was dead serious.
Really?
Really?
What airline are you flying on? Air Noah's Ark?
I know. Isn't that sick? I was like, no, it's more likely the monkey bit somebody than the monkey was doing somebody. Really?
But it's like they're warning, the monkey has herpes. Like, you're going to be at the bar and sitting there going, you know, she's cute. Jeff, don't do it. No, I think she's all right. Would you like a banana daiquiri? Wow. I mean, what?
Brown chicken, brown cow. Yeah.
Running through my backyard.
Oh, no. It's like, no, don't be curious, George. Yeah. No. Because you will end up being furious,
don't
George.
Be curious, George.
After you find out. No. It's a terrible, terrible story. I'm glad we're having fun with it, though.
Oh, but it's, you know, and the funny thing is, who allows you to keep all these animals?
Well, I don't think that they had any idea that they were on the farm. He had a permit
when you
for
hear
two bears.
Maybe if you hear roar every 20 minutes, you might want to go up and take a peek what's going on.
No, you're just going to figure that he's having private time with the missus, and I would stay away.
Or the monkey, I guess.
Well, yeah, maybe there's more to that theory my friend has at work than...
Could be.
That meets the eye. I don't actually want to have these images in my head. Here I am. You can't see it, but I'm shaking my head like an Etch-a-Sketch to get that picture out of my head.
But the funny thing is, if you have, I don't know if anybody saw the post today. It might have been in other papers. You might have seen it on the web as well. They have a sign on the highway: caution, exotic animals. You know, you really don't see that much. You know, usually it's right lane closed, buckle up for safety.
Caution, exotic animals.
Then there was one up the mile, yippee, exotic dancers. This way.
All over. Oh.
You like seeing Tigger as an exotic animal? How do you like seeing Bambi as an exotic dancer?
Well, that's usually the name.
Yeah, but it's just, you know, and you know what I found interesting? A couple of years ago, there was a guy in the Bronx that kept... A lion? No, he kept a lion and an alligator.
In his apartment.
In his apartment.
I remember that.
In his apartment.
I'm sorry, you know the Bronx. You know what size the apartments are.
I know.
How? Where? What, do you keep the alligator in the bathtub until you're ready? Where do you keep these things?
How bad is this building where for 3 years you can have a lion and an alligator living and nobody notices?
I tell you, the super never comes up and checks on them.
Well, he did. They never found him.
Oh, no. No, for real?
No, I know. I don't know. You never know.
Just like they found half of him.
You know, I guess luckily they were, you know, roaring and snapping at each other over the gunfire, and nobody ever noticed.
It was probably right next to the L, so nobody even heard the roar.
Somebody probably told them. It's like, you know, there was a lion and an alligator up there. Finally, some good news.
Wait a minute. It sounds like a, you know, beginning of an old joke. A lion, an alligator, and a super walk into a bar.
They own it. And then they ate each other. But on the other hand, the monkey... had died. They're not worried about the monkey. Because one of the lions ate him.
I know. It was snack for later.
Thank you, Leo.
I know. Thanks.
I ate the monkey. I saw him. I saw him. I tried to give him a kiss and he wound up having a herpes. Gave it to me back in 85. I finally got my revenge and ate him. Snacked him right up, I did. I'm glad you did. I was going up. Don't worry, Bear. I'll get him. We're all going to make a break for it because he blew his head off. All right, take this car. We're driving down I-87. Oh, caution, exotic animal. That might be us. That might be us.
Is that us or the ones outside?
Let's go to a heavy metal club. Hey, they're flipping a casket lid.
What? No, I just thought of it. You know the commercial where the guys are in a car and some beast is attacking the car?
Yeah.
And they say, what do they say? Like, a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yeah.
Boom. I mean, was everybody out in the field saying that and hoping they were going to pop into a State Farm insurance agent's office?
I don't think so. I think like the monkey, they might have been the entirely done. And well, like the protection. You remember that on Lucha of Omaha's Wild Kingdom?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? When
it
would be like was it Jim Fowler?
Jim
was the flunky. And Marlon Perkins. Marlon Perkins,
yes,
was the guy. And Marlon Perkins was the smartest guy because he goes, we're going to wrestle the boa constrictor. I'll stand here while Jim goes in and wrestles it. And he's splashing around with this boa constrictor. There's an alligator that goes, yum, a snack. They're all flashing around in there. And then Marlon Perkins is like, just as the alligator needs teeth for his protection, you need mutual valor.
I know. Meanwhile, poor Jim is flipping Marlon the bird. You always put me in the pit with the alligator.
One time, I guess the producer yelled at Marlon Perkins and told him, look, get off your ass and get in there. You know, Jim's been complaining.
No way.
Yeah, so there was an episode where there was an anaconda. It was an anaconda. Yeah, you said an anaconda. Things like a train.
I know, and that old man gets in the pit with the anaconda.
The old coot jumps in there with the producer going, get in there, Pops. Get in there and wrestle. You fly. We're going to bring Jim Fowler in next week. Right? So he gets in there, and the anaconda is wrapped all around him. And there's Jim Fowler reading a magazine.
You
doing Marlon making out? You might need some mutual of Omaha there, old man.
I'm sensing a bad ending.
No, Jim felt bad when I twangled him. Real proof from that. But.
And how blue was Marlon by the time?
He wasn't happy.
No, I'm sure.
He wasn't happy. He needed some State Farm or whatever. Mutual of Omaha.
He probably needed clear. Boom, boom.
Yeah. All right, well, yeah. Enough for our wild animal segment. We're moving back into the lovely holiday we call Halloween.
I think that an excellent costume this year would be the herpetic monkey. Although you're probably not going to get a lot of people hitting on you at the party
if that's
your costume.
You just coming in. Who are you? I'm a herpetic monkey.
Yes, I'm a monkey with sores. Want to see? No. Sorry, that doesn't fall under the sexy Halloween costume.
The said Charlie Sheen.
Oh,
is going to be a popular costume thing.
I know, you know, but a lot of those costumes that people, you know, that become popular for the year, it's by the time you get around to October, it's already played.
Yeah.
You know, but they have to start manufacturing these stupid masks well ahead of time to sell them.
You know, there's 5-year-old Chinese kids. Oh. Like as soon as he's winning, get to work, make, get to work. Halloween coming, 4 months, come on.
I was in Party City, and they had the lamest, most played out costumes. They had, you know, the Jersey Shore people, like Snooki bump heads, and I was like, she hasn't worn that hairdo in a couple of years, from what I can tell.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, and some really lame leftover Harry Potter wands, and you know, and some really like Lady Gaga, whatever you think of her, she was trying to be edgy, but they had the lamest, she had these razor blade glasses at one point, and so instead they have these little lame-looking chains that one yank and the thing's broken. I was like, oh, wow, okay, these are pretty bad. You know, or... There, so I have a list of, I think, would be good costumes for this year. I think that Tiger Woods, all you have to do to be Tiger Woods at a Halloween costume party is to Velcro a hot dog to your shirt and carry around a golf club. Done. I think that you could be the Red Sox. All you have to do is carry some beers, the Popeye's chicken, and every time somebody says ninth inning, you collapse on the floor.
Yeah, and you got to wear a tie so you can pull it and choke. And choke. And choke. Hear that from a Mets fan. Choke.
I know, it's bad when the Mets fans can make fun of
it. Yeah, you're darn right. When the Mets fans can goof on Boston, and it's after 1986. We haven't laughed that hard, Boston fans, since 1986. Choke. Yes, I know we were home early. watching it because the Mets value my time. They know I'm busy during the September and October, so they don't waste it being in the playoffs. They know I got things to do.
They value my time.
They know they're going to end the season right in the beginning of April. They know that I can make my plans. The season starts, what, April 6th? They know that I got things to do in October, so we're going to choke and stink the whole season through.
See, now, I am a Yankee fan and a Halloween fan, so sometimes they're competing with my plans.
Yes.
So I understand you. I think that the Mets have been very considerate over the years.
Yes, well, yeah.
And the Red Sox have been. I know a costume that would be really popular for guys, particularly for guys, if you're going to a Halloween costume, be a TSA worker. You get to grope anybody, right? And, of course, the Gaddafi zombie is going to be popular.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right? Because, I mean, they had those masks for years.
Yes.
If you were smart enough to be in under the radar and get one years ago,
and
pull that thing
in,
back
you're
out.
You're in like Flint next week for that.
Absolutely. But there's a possibility that they're probably going to take you out into the parking lot and beat the
you.
Hell out of you. If you wear that, it's maybe not the best costume.
No, might want to shy away from that.
What did you used to dress up as when you were a kid?
Let's see. I would dress up like a bum. I would dress, and you know, the funny thing is, you dress up like a superhero too.
Yeah.
I'm Batman. Put on a coat.
Put
on a coat. Batman has never wore a Sears Parker.
Oh, I know.
You know, I've never seen Batman running down the Batpole, and there's Alfred in front of the Batmobile. You're Sears Parker. With the fur around the hood.
Yes, I know. Da-na-na-na-na-na. Cole. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Yes, Commissioner.
Cardigan.
He gets out of the car, and he's all puffy and stuff.
It's like the little underoos with the cardigan over it. Yeah. That's really impressive.
What's that? Cape Crusader. Yeah, I'm not a Cape Crusader penguin. I'm a Sears Parker Crusader with the orange hood.
It's very intimidating.
When are you going to stop me with these tissues my mother put in here?
Oh, no. I hope your mom didn't, like, load you down with tissues. A lot of those costumes were flammable.
No, she didn't load me down with tissues. But you would go. I used to love the crummy gifts. Like, you always had the old lady that would throw 3 cents in your bag.
Oh, I know.
And I'm like, it used to be like, with these 3 cents, I'm saving up to buy eggs. And your house is going to look like an omelet in the morning by the time I get there. Pennies equal. Folks, I want to tell you right now, if you're that old lady that throws the pennies equals eggs, okay? There's going to be more you give those kids pennies, there's going to be more poultry products around your house than the freaking dairy section of Wall Bombs, okay? So ixnay bay on any pay bays.
Oh, I like that.
Sure.
A man who speaks in another language. Wow.
That's right. Wow. Tongue.
We used to do the toilet paper with shaving cream on it and try to put it across areas where cars are going to drive so that the toilet paper starts. Isn't that miserable? What'd you
bastards. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that miserable? What'd you call the night before Halloween?
Let's see. The night before Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's all you called it?
Yeah.
You didn't have a night for it?
No.
Oh, because we had cabbage night.
Really?
Yeah. I looked it up online because I said, why the hell cabbage night? But apparently they used to take old cabbages instead of the eggs and the toilet paper of today. They would take the old smelly cabbages and throw them at people's homes or at their farm animals. I don't know. They're exotic animals if they had some.
You see the one. What do you do that for? I look like an idiot with shaving cream all over me. Look at the herpetic monkey. It looks silly.
Here, wear a cabbage on your head. Yeah, boink. Oh, no. That doesn't make it any better.
Yeah.
That's like a really nasty salad now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not coleslaw. That's cold sore. Oh!
Hand. Producer hand
yes,
for slapping.
Yes.
Ta-gunk. Your hand is produced for slapping.
Somebody called it Goosey Night.
Goosey Night.
I know. I you know. Yeah.
I think it's
something. Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! I don't know goosey what Goosey Night,
I think
means.
Maybe in the East Village, it might be Goosey Night.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't remember where they used to call it Goosey Night, but I heard a friend tell me that one and Gate Night.
Gate night?
I don't know. Did they go and, like, put shaving cream and toilet paper all over the gate?
We used to, no, that Halloween night was the night. You go out there with the shaving cream and
eggs. Halloween night?
Yeah.
Oh, we did it the night before.
No, really?
Yeah.
You were early.
I know. We went at a head start. We wanted to wreck things and then go get the candy.
Oh, egging was the best.
See, I thought you had that backwards. You're saying, give me 3 cents and I'm going to egg you. It's like you would have had a premonition she was going to give you 3 cents.
No, the house is out.
The ones with the eggs.
No, the ones that would throw the eggs, the ones that would throw the pennies in there. And there was the one that used to throw the little, with the corn candy in there.
Yeah.
Looked like a wino's teeth. You throw in there, right, you're good. Then the Smarties. I hated Smarties.
Oh, I like Smarties, but they're a bad Halloween. You have to give chocolate.
Yeah.
It has to have chocolate, like Snickers, Nestle's, something. You have to give the kids chocolate, or else you are going to get TP'd and egged.
Yep.
You're going to have
essentially, it's essentially extortion with seven-year-olds.
It is.
That are dressed up.
It is. I want to say to the older kids, you know, no costume, no candy, but then I know I'm just going to get like a mailbox full of smashed pumpkin and my taillight's broken out. So here you go. Would you like some liquor and cigarettes on the way? You know, I'm afraid of these kids. Here's some vodka. Don't hurt me.
It's funny. I love when the teenagers come by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trick or treat. Who are you supposed to be? I'm a dude.
I'm dude.
You got this, man? All right. Here you go, dude.
I know. And look, if they're wearing a colored bandana of any type, I just like hand over the car keys and run.
Absolutely no effort into a costume. You know, they don't care.
Yeah, but see, you know, back in the day, after we got too old to be cool to wear costumes, we used to do the bum thing. You know, you burn some cork and rub it on your face and make a little beard, and you'd have like the bandana with the red thing with the polka dots on a stick, and eating a cold can of beans, you know, and you know, riding the rails. You know, I'm sorry, too much about my childhood. That's personal. But you know, you'd at least do that much. But now you can't do that because it's politically incorrect. Because bums are homeless people.
Yeah, the homeless people.
You know, so it's like walking around saying, ha ha, look at me. You know, this economically depressed whole group of people are my costume.
Did you hear that there's actually a guy that was protesting? I forgot the name of the bum. It was Ray Ray the Bum cartoon. And Ray Ray was protesting that Sesame Street doesn't have a homeless puppet.
What about that new one?
Is it a homeless puppet?
I don't know if she's homeless, but they called her food challenged.
Food challenged?
I know, and that made me think that she was anorexic. But what they meant was she's hungry.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they meant. That was the PC. See, I mean, I have my, you know, lefter leanings.
Yeah.
But if you PC it up so that people do not understand what we're talking about, we all speak English, it's too much. Because I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, just call her hungry.
Yeah.
She's food challenged because she doesn't have any.
She
the challenge is to find some.
Miss, not giving her credit.
No.
When I get lost.
So I guess that's the either, you know, downtrodden or the homeless Muppet.
Right.
But Ray Ray the Bum, where do you find? Is this your source?
No,
Ray Ray the Bum.
If you're on YouTube, you know, believe me, go on YouTube. It's Ray Ray the Bum puppet, and complaining that there's not enough homeless puppets.
Well, listen, if I use the deli clerk as my news source, you could use Ray Ray the Bum.
Yeah, it's the deli clerk knows with all the new deli clerk things.
No, they're not from New Delhi.
They're not from New Delhi. They are from the old Delhi. Oh, boy. Well. We're almost at the end of the hour.
I know. I can't believe it. But there was one other thing I wanted to tell you. Did you hear about the Christian group that wants to put, because they believe that, you know, Halloween is evil, and so they wanted to put Jesus back in Halloween, and so they are trying to start a movement called Jesus Ween?
Yeah.
I swear, does that sound filthy?
They're going to be trick-or-treating for communion wafers.
I know. Yes. They want to give them Bibles.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You talk about cluttering up the storm culvert.
Instead of trick-or-treat, you got to go Body of Christ. with that, time for plugs.
Oh,
what do you got?
Time for plugs. Okay, first, got to find it. Wait, hold on 1 second. My husband's band, Johnny and the Alimonies, will be playing.
Johnny and the Alimonies.
It's great. He's. Cool. Yeah, I know. It's great. He's my husband, and Johnny and the Alimonies is the name. Ah, here we go. Playing at the Highway in Orangeburg, New York. 79 Western Highway in Orangeburg, New York, Friday. The 21st, that's tomorrow at 9 p.m. And Sunday on October 23rd, his other band, the Bagdaddios. Isn't that great? We'll be playing at Otto's Shrunken Head on 14th Street between Avenue A and B at 9 o'clock.
Good deal. And also, plugging a couple of things, I will be at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights this Friday, tomorrow, and Saturday. So Friday shows are sold out, so call up. Go on the website, Bananas in Hasbrook Heights. Come on out. I'll be doing an 8 o'clock and 10:30 show. Also, SSP presents live at 10:30 at Bayview Terrace in Waretown, New Jersey, starring Pat O'Donnell from Comedy Central. For tickets, call 609-242-4200. We'd also like to thank Success Martial Arts for being a very valued sponsor. And also, my band McClinton will be playing at Mulcahy's in Center Reach. We have a new CD coming out. We'll be playing October 30th, opening up for the great Ace Frehley. And I'd like to do an outro with one of our new songs called Change from our new album. So please pick that up. We're going to be releasing that in a couple. Have a great night. We'll see you. See you soon.
Happy Halloween.
Have empty. Time will mend the hurting you feel inside. Feelings of emotions that I can't replace. The part of your life that makes you feel that.
Station since 1969. From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis.